Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. The title of the chapter is Puranjana Becomes a Woman in Next Life, text number 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim Yakrupa Damaham Vande Shri Gurum Dhinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaitanya Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punyasravana Kirtanam Hridayantasto Hi Avadhrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashtaprayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Ajanati Priyatama Yato Uparatham Angana Susistarasanam Asadhya Yata Purvam Upachara Ajanati Priyatama Ajanati Priyatama Yadho Uparatam Anjana Yadho uparatam angana Sustirasanam asadhya Sustirasanam asadhya Yata purvam upachara Yata purvam upachara Ajanati Priyatama Yadho Paratam Angana Sustirasanam Asadhya Yadha Purvam Upachara Ajanati Priyatama Yadho Paratam Angana Sustirasanam Asadhya Yata Purvam Upachara Ajanati.
Ajanati.
Without any knowledge. Priyatamam. Her dearmost husband. Yada. When. Uparatam. Passed away. Angana. The woman. Sustira. Fixed up. Asanam. On the seat. Asadhya. Going up to. Yata. As. Purvam. Before. Upacharat. Went on serving him. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The daughter of King Vidarbha continued as usual to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture, until she could ascertain that he had passed away from the body. Translation responsibly, please. The daughter of King Vidarbha
continued as usual
to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture, until she could ascertain that he had passed away from the body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very short purport. I'm going to read a few verses. It appears that Queen did not even talk to her husband while serving. She would simply perform her prescribed duties without talk. Thus, she did not stop rendering service until she could ascertain that her husband had passed from the body. Text number 46. Yatana upalabheta angrau usmanam patihur archati asit samvigna hrudaya yutha bhrashta mrgiyadam. Translation. While she was serving her husband by massaging his legs, she could feel that his feet were no longer warm and could thus understand that he had already passed from the body. She felt great anxiety upon being left alone, bereft of her husband's company. She felt exactly as the deer feels upon being separated from its mate. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As soon as the circulation of blood and air within the body stops, it is to be understood that the soul within the body has left. The stoppage of the blood circulation is perceived when the hands and feet lose heat. One tests whether the body is alive or not by feeling the heart's palpitations and the coldness of the feet and hands. Text number 47. Atmanam sochati dhinam abhandum vikalapashrubihi stanav asishya vipine suswaram prarurodacha. Translation. Being now alone and a widow in the forest, the daughter of Vidarbha began to lament, incessantly shedding tears which soaked her breast and crying very loudly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Figuratively, the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. Thus, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciple should cry exactly as the queen cries when the king leaves his body. However, the disciple and the spiritual master are never separated, because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple as long as the disciple follows strictly the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called the association of vani, words. Physical presence is called vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instructions of the spiritual master. So it's... Welcome back to Melbourne. Hare Krishna. So this is very very interesting and also very touching incident, where this King Malayadhwaja is seated on the seat, and king of daughter Vaidarbhi is serving. And the situation here is like she is serving And while serving, there is not much, they are not keep on chit-chatting or anything, that's just serving. And while serving only, she understood that the soul has left the body. It's very difficult also, difficult situation in the forest. Nobody is there, there is no ambulance, there is no doctor, no nothing. So it's like a very difficult situation, and how to handle that situation. So this is a, actually this, all these great personalities, not only here we are talking about Vaidarbhi and Malayadvaja, there are great personalities in the history in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Prithu Maharaj and Archi. Prithu Maharaj and Archi. How Prithu Maharaj is leaving the body and how Archi, Queen Archi, is reacting. And also Dhritarashtra, when he was leaving the body, and how Gandhari, she is also, how she is doing all these things. So this is like a great examples are there. We should not think only, yesterday was the Women's Day, right? So it's a good, today we can talk about that. Because we should not think that only men can teach, actually. Women also can teach. They are teaching here. How one should take the instructions very seriously. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in second chapter, Dehi nosmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatrana mukhyati. Dhiras tatrana mukhyati. The dhira is not only representing only a man. Nobody can be a dhira. The woman also dhira. They are also dhira because they understood. Yes, there will be a lamentation will be there. We should not think that we are not a hard-hearted, steel-hearted person. We also, yes, we have been associated with the person for a number of years, 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, whatever it may be. So there will be some association has there, and there will be difficulty will be there. But by the transcendental knowledge, they could understand, because what they have been doing all along in the life, they have been faithfully serving the husband. Shastra is very clear. Shastra gives very nice instructions, no? Because the wife is a serving husband. So it's not like the equation doesn't stop there. The husband is serving the guru, and the guru is serving Krishna. So like that, no, the checks and balances are there. It is not like only, yes, you keep on faithfully serving whoever it may be. No, Shastra doesn't say like that. If a husband is devoted, you also continuously serving the husband, then you also get the pious credits of activities, what he is doing, you also get it. So this is by just being a kind of a catalyst, by just being in the sahapatni, when the shastra, whenever you perform any sacrifice or any kind of activity, you have to, the wife has to be there. So that way, you can, by just being an inspiration for the husband, and she also gets all the benefits of all the activities. So this is a great benefit for the, because sometimes, I'm a woman, what can I do? So once disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that you are a woman, you can't go back home to God. Yes, you can't go back home to God. If you think you are a woman. So Prabhupada is very, very, very clever. Like he will say the same thing and then just add a twist to them. Yes, you can't go back home to God if you think you are a woman. So this is like a, so that way we can understand how these great personalities like Vaidarbhi, Archi, and Gandhari, and Mother Sita, Lakshmi, they are all teaching a great lesson actually. A great lesson. What is the great lesson? Yes, we have come here, somehow or other we have to live, and how to complete our life and go back home to God. That is the purpose. That's the whole idea of all this Brahmacharya, Grihastasram, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. The whole purpose is how we can please Lord Hari. That's it. So whether, it's not like a Srimad Bhagavatam says, Atapumbir Dujasreshta Varnashrama Vibhagaja Sthanusthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. How we can develop this love for Lord Hari? How we can develop some devotion to Lord Hari? So that is the whole purpose. So that is, if that is achieved, everything else becomes immaterial. So here I was reading something in the same line of how Srila Prabhupada explains about Prithu Maharaj, when he was passing away, what kind of situation. So I'll just read only the translation and a little bit of purport here. This is from the same canto, fourth, you would already read, but I would have forgotten also. So I also forgot, so don't worry. So this is, we are reading from canto 4, chapter 23, Maharaj Prithu going home, back home, and text number 19.
The queen, the wife of Prithu Maharaj, whose name was Archi, followed her husband into the forest. Since she was a queen, her body was very delicate. Although she did not deserve to live in the forest, she voluntarily touched her lotus feet to the ground. And Prabhupada says in the purport, because Prithu Maharaj's wife was a queen and also a daughter of king, she never experienced walking on the ground, for a queen used to never come out of the palace. They certainly never went to the forest and tolerated all the difficulties of living in the wilderness. In the Vedic civilization, there are hundreds of similar examples of such renunciation on the part of the queens and dedication to the husband. The goddess of fortune, Mother Sita, followed her husband Ramachandra when he went to the forest. Lord Ramachandra went to the forest in compliance with the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharath. But Mother Sita was not so ordered. Nonetheless, she voluntarily accepted the path of her husband. Similarly, Gandhari, the wife of King Dhritarashtra, also followed her husband into the forest. Being the wives of great personalities like Prithu, Lord Ramachandra and Dhritarashtra, there were ideal and chaste women. Such queens also instructed the general people by showing them how to become a chaste wife and follow the husband in every stage of life. When the husband is a king, she sits beside him as the queen. And when he goes to the forest, she also follows, despite having tolerated all kinds of difficulties in living in the forest. Therefore, it is said, Atat Arha, that although she did not want to touch her feet to the ground, she nonetheless accepted all difficulties when she went to the forest with her husband. So, Srila Prabhupada summarizes the whole thing, how the whole system of the husband and wife staying together in the grihastha ashram, and also after a certain stage you give up the grihastha ashram, you take vanaprastha ashram, and in the vanaprastha ashram how they perfected their life actually. Like Maharaj Prithu was an ideal example. He is a Sakya Vesha avatar. So how Maharaj Prithu, when he was about to leave the body, and then Archi also just followed. So then when Maharaj Prithu, when he left his body, then the similar circumstances like here Vaidarbhi is facing. So Archi also, she faced the same situation, similar situation, and then she could understand, yes, I was serving my husband, and now the husband has left the body, so the soul has left the body, and then there was a lamentation. Prabhupada mentions there was some lamentation. Then the lamentation will be there. It's not that, okay, we are not like completely Paramahamsa stage where we are completely oblivious to the fact that we are living or dead. No, we can't be like that. We have to, some lamentation is there. But immediately they came to senses, they understood, yes, the soul has to leave the body. So and Srila Prabhupada explains, she just set up the funeral pyre, and she also entered into that. Prabhupada very nicely quotes, no? This is the system. This is the system. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes, even up to 1940 in India. In 1940, she said he witnessed certain incident like that. But after that, it became like a kind of a forced thing. Because it's not like this is like a sati gamana. Like it's like the wife is not able to tolerate the absence of the husband. That is the reason. It's not like some other this thing. So she also enters into the fire. But later on, it was become like a force. The wife doesn't want to. Doesn't have the courage or doesn't have the strength to enter into the funeral pyre, and she is forced into that, then it became like a very criminal act. So that is why the government has to step in, and then they did all these things. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, so this is like the wife is not able to tolerate the absence of the husband. So like the same way, if you notice, when Dhritarashtra went to Himalayas, and then he was like, and Gandhari could have stayed back, no? She said, no, I'm also going. Because this is a system. Like Ramachandra Murthy, only he was ordered to go to forest by Maharaj Dasharatha. Sita was not asked to go. But Ramachandra Murthy go, yes, I'm also going. So that's he is following, and I am following my husband, I will also go. So same way, here also Dhritarashtra, when he went, Gandhari also went. And then when Gandhari, when he, the Dhritarashtra one in meditation, he created the, by yoga, he created a fire. So that he completely burnt his body. So that
Then Gandhari also, she also entered into the funeral pile. So there are so many examples like that. And it's like it is mentioned in that Srimad Bhagavatam, when Queen Archi entered into this funeral pyre, and then they both, the body is finished, and then they both ascended in the airplane, going back home, back to God. See, all the other demigods and other, their wives are saying, oh, see how fortunate this Queen Archi, having completed her duties as a wife, in this life, and then she followed the husband going back to the spiritual one. So that is why Srila Prabhupada mentions here in this this purports here. He mentioned, like, I will read that the daughter of the king Vidarbha continued as usual to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture, until she could ascertain that he had passed away from the body. So it's like the service doesn't stop. The service is, she is continued to doing service, and then irrespective of, then she realized, oh, something has happened. Then we have to do the necessary things. And then, this is a natural situation where she is saying, while she was serving her husband by massaging his legs, she could feel that his feet were no longer warm and could thus understand that he had already passed from the body. This is a symptom. It's a symptom. It's like Prabhupada explains, when the heat, the body heat, as long as the blood circulation there within the body, there will be feet, the heat will be there in the body. Once the blood circulation stops, so then the soul has left the body. And Srila Prabhupada says here, she felt great anxiety upon being left alone. Bereft of her husband's company, she felt exactly as the deer feels upon being separated from its mate. So it's a very difficult situation, especially in the forest and alone, and then husband has left, and then it's very, but the wife, they are trained also. They are trained because as brahmacharis are trained, and also the grahastha life, they are also trained, and then they know, okay, there will be lamentation will be there, and then they know what exactly is happening. And Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, as soon as the circulation of blood and air within the body stops, it is to be understood that the soul within the body has left. The stoppage of the blood circulation is perceived when the hands and feet lose heat. One tests whether the body is alive or not by feeling the heart's palpitations and the coldness of the feet and hand. So this is the test. Normally, sometimes here the doctors can come and ambulance can come. But sometimes if there is no situation, there is no doctors cannot come straight away. So then we can also at least understand some whether the person is still alive. Because the palpitations and also the as long as the atma stays in the body will have a heat. Otherwise, no, there is a coldness will be there. The feet and the hand, that will be cold. So this is a symptom. This is a symptom. Actually, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we get more knowledge than anything else. Like in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it talks about so much about the child birth and other things. So this is like Srimad Bhagavatam is like Amalam Purana. Because by understanding, by regularly, constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we get all these things, whatever we need actually. On whatever knowledge we need, we get that also. It's whether it is a material knowledge or this knowledge or that knowledge, everything. Finally, ultimately it gives the knowledge of how to go back home, back to God. That knowledge also it gives. But just to cast, that is why Srimad Bhagavatam is given so much importance. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Because we constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, then all the inauspicious things, everything completely vanquished. And Srila Prabhupada continues this in the purport, saying, being now alone and a widow in the forest, the daughter of Vidarbha began to lament, incessantly shedding tears which soaked her breast and crying very loudly. There Srila Prabhupada explains about the position of the husband and the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada says here, figuratively, the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. Thus, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciples should cry exactly as the queen cries when the king leaves his body. So this is the, because one day, because we are in this, in our organization, ISKCON movement, so we are also finding when Srila Prabhupada left the body, because Srila Prabhupada, at that time, like the disciples were completely devastated. Completely devastated, because this is like a crying. Yes, that cry has to be there. It's not that, okay, now we understand, like we are spirit soul. No, there should be, because there is a the relationship is there. So for that we have to have that. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, when the spiritual master leaves this body, the disciple also cries. There's a queen cries when king leaves his body. But there is a but there. However, the disciple and the spiritual master are never separated. Srila Prabhupada always said, I feel the presence of my Guru, and my Guru is always guiding me in each and every activity of mine. So that you can see how he was so much convinced, actually. Because whenever Srila Prabhupada said, it is my Guru Maharaj, this is by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, all these things are happening. He attributed all these credits to him only. Not, he never thought that I am able to do all these things because of my own achievements or because the mercy of the Guru. So the Guru, the relationship between the Guru and the disciple does not stop. So that's what Srila Prabhupada explains here. When the Guru is physically living, yes, you serve the Guru as a body, physical body you can serve. And more, he's talking about the Vani, the Vapu and Vani Seva. Vapu Seva is like a physical body and serving the physical body and the attending to the needs of the physical body. And then also simultaneously following the instructions of the Guru. Instructions of the Guru is, so even the Guru, after the Guru passes away, the instructions are still there. That is a great example and great inspiration for all of us. Srila Prabhupada left so many years now, and now the followers are strictly following. That is the proof. The proof of this pudding is in eating. The same way, the proof of the spiritual masters, the disciples' dedication to the spiritual master is Srila Prabhupada left, and still disciples continue their legacy, what Srila Prabhupada has given. So that is why, and Srila Prabhupada says, you show your love by cooperating, because when Prabhupada also knew that one day he will pass away. But he said, I'm not dying. Because in that sense, Prabhupada is there. When the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear Srila Prabhupada lecture, Prabhupada is there. And his teachings are there. And his instructions are there. Even every day when we come and bow down before Prabhupada is there. So this is the way the disciple or the follower sees how this is. It's not like it's passed away means passed away, everything is finished. No, nothing is finished actually. Nothing. Only the body is finished. So we continue follow. When you follow the instructions of the spiritual master, we always have the presence of the spiritual master and the blessings of the spiritual master always with us. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, and some of the Srila Prabhupada's memories, if you watch and you hear, some of the devotees have very little association with Srila Prabhupada. Not like many, many days, many, many years. Sometimes just Prabhupada may be finishing the lecture, so then you would have said something. That's it. You would have heard only that much only. And then the devotee cherishes the association. Srila Prabhupada, whatever he had with Prabhupada, she had with Prabhupada, and then continues his life. This is the beauty. This is the beauty of the spiritual power. Because the Guru has said something, yes, that's it. Doesn't matter whether you had a very lengthy association or very, very short association. That doesn't matter. What is more important is, yes, you had association. And how you put that association into practice. How, whatever the instructions given by the spiritual master, how you are putting that into practice and how you are dedicating your life in serving the instructions of the spiritual master. That makes you successful. That is Srila Prabhupada's life's example. Srila Prabhupada just... He gave, Guru Maharaj gave one instruction. Yes, you try to understand, you try to preach this message of Krishna consciousness to the English speaking country, and then that will be good for you and good for us. That's it. That instruction he took it to heart. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeka purunandana. Prabhupada quotes this sloka. This is the, he took this to heart. And then when he took it to the heart, then automatically the success. Not automatically in that sense, because he also had to go through a lot of struggle. The typewriter got stolen, his wife was not cooperating, that was not happening, this was not happening. So many things were not happening, but still he didn't give up actually. He didn't give up. He never thought, this is not happening, so no, let me not do this. No, this may have happened, may not happen. Let me continue to push. That's why Srila Prabhupada's famous word, push on the movement. Everywhere he says, push, we have to keep on push on the movement. Push on the movement means, yes, there will be difficulties, will be there. Never think that in Krishna Gandhi, no difficulties. Difficulties will be there, bound to be there.
So in spite of difficulties, how we can persevere or how we can proceed, then we show our dedication, our faithfulness to Srila Prabhupada by that, by cooperating, by doing things that way. So that will please. That is why we now see so much success here is mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Mercy of Srila Prabhupada is very happy because if you cooperate nicely and then serve him, serve this mission, then that makes spiritual master very, very happy. Actually, it says, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what would you make very happy? Normally people will ask, what would you make happy? Srila Prabhupada said, many answers were that Srila Prabhupada said, when the disciple makes spiritual advancement and then becomes a Krishna bhakti or Krishna prem, he gets, the spiritual master becomes very happy. So that is the mood of the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada exemplifies that, and also here is saying, this is called the association vani. Physical presence is called vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master, and then the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instructions of the spiritual master. Instructions are always there in the form of books, in the form of letters, in the form of conversations, in the form of different association. We have all the instructions are there. So that way we are always fortunate. We are, it's not, nobody can say that, oh, I don't have association of Prabhupada. Yes, today we can have association of Prabhupada. We go to Prabhupada's room, you can see Prabhupada Murti here, you can bow down and you can feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada. But only thing is, if we have the faith, the dedication has to be Ashraddha Dhana Purusha. Because this is like the whole process, the whole Krishna conscious process depends on the faith. So Shraddha, it starts with faith only. If you have faith, then automatically things will happen. If you start doubting everything I can doubt, oh, this I can doubt, that I can doubt, how can I believe this, how can I believe, if you keep on doubting, then it's very difficult. That's why Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you are keeping doubting, then there is no progress. Ashraddha dana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrutya samsara vatman. Again, you have to come back to this material. So we have to have a faith. We have faith and pay $1,000 for a ticket, just one piece of paper, and then that paper is taking us from here to there. So that faith we have, and the same faith, if you cannot, same faith, even little bit faith you put on Krishna, that Krishna will not take you back to the spiritual world. We have to have that faith. Yes, Shastra will not tell me lies, spiritual master will not let me down, Krishna will not let me down. That faith we should have. Yes, why Narada Muni will let us down, why Vyasadeva will let us down? That faith we should have. Yes, they have given this process for us, especially the Kali Yuga citizens. This process will work. And we have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy of Lord Krishna, mercy of all the Acharyas are there. So that will work. We should never feel that, okay, oh, this is very difficult, this process will not work. Why will not work? This worked for millions of people. Not only now, in the youngs it has worked, for millions of people it has worked. So why would not work for me? We should think like that. Yes, it will work for me. As long as I persevere and I strictly observe the rules and regulations, all the instructions given by the spiritual master, then it will work for me also. So then I will also become successful in this mission of this life. I will also go back to Godhead. So that faith we should have. We should have a complete faith. Yes, Prabhupada will protect me, my guru will protect me. That faith if we have, then automatically then Krishna's mercy is also there. Because when the Srila Prabhupada says, when the devotee of Krishna says something, and then that will automatically happen. That's why he says, Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna says, Arjuna, you declare it boldly that my devotee will not perish. Why can't he declare it? Krishna could have declared also. Krishna wants Arjuna to declare. Why? Because when devotee says something, it has to become true. So that is why Krishna attaches so much importance for the devotees. So that this way we can, and the spiritual master is a confidential associate of the Lord. So by following the instructions of the spiritual master, our success is guaranteed. I'll stop here. Questions are. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।